top of the hour, and you're listening to StarseedEnergyRadio.com. We've had 5 guests so far, give us some updates of some amazing stuff, and now we're joined by our last guest, all the way from the UK, Martin from Serper. And people who aren't familiar with that, there's lots of information on their website, our website, for you to get acclimated with that and learn exactly what Serper is about. But it's an amazing group that is formed out in UK, and we've had Martin on the show before to give us updates on what's going on. But Serper is basically an independent nonprofit organization registered in England and Wales, engaged in extraterrestrial contact research and training, encouraging a non-harmful, non-prudential contact with extraterrestrial visitors to Earth. And their website is Serper, CERPR.org. And with that, Martin, thanks for coming on the show again. How are you doing?
Oh, very well. Thank you so much again, Jonah, for inviting me on.
Absolutely. So happy end of Mayan calendar to you on December 21st. How was your Friday? I know your thing with Costa was a success.
Yeah. Well, that day I assigned most of it to support and for any emails coming through, which did, in terms of helping the C5 Live portion of the GC5. But the morning for me was magical. I went to a very nearby spot here by a cliff edge. It's accessed by the public, and it's an absolutely stunning coastal view, and watched the sun rise. So for me, that was wonderful. And also what I found was that there was a sense of change, certainly in the visual spectrum. I was seeing lots of little sparkles in a different type of way that I usually do. And also I found that day that the high-frequency tone inside in the head was a change. It had gone up a frequency. So so I kicked off with a wonderful start to the new calendar, and but for the most part, it was a practical time for me to be there on hand for people who are doing live streaming.
Absolutely. That's great. And, you know, it's I've asked several people, and I was in Mexico, Chichen Itza, with 55,000 people gathered, and you know, a lot of people have felt a big energy shift from last Friday. I personally haven't felt any different, but I was involved in ceremony, and I did participate with some amazing phenomenons that we were part of and that we were created. And, you know, it definitely was the most amazing experience that I've had in the last couple of weeks doing it. So I definitely have experienced some of these energies, but it definitely seems there has been a shift, because a lot of people I've talked to have definitely felt that, including some of the Mayan elders and people that, you know, I was with down there in Chichen Itza. So it was amazing all around. A lot of events were coordinated, and it was great to see so many people focused on that date and just, you know, meditate and put their intention for a better way of living, more sustainable.
Just wish I was with you. That would have been absolutely wonderful. We've got a member of our core team, Milan, who I haven't yet caught up with, but he would have been out there with you somewhere in the crowd doing exactly the same ceremonies. And alas, on this occasion, I wasn't able to go. But sounds wonderful. Wish I was there.
Yeah, it was amazing. And so we're going to get into some of the Serper updates and what have you guys been experiencing. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, Martin. And then when we come back, let's jump into some of the experiences that people had with the Global Contact. And we talked to Costa as well before, who told us some updates on his end. I know you guys work closely. And you talked about the event you did, so we'll talk some more about that. We'll go into some more detail. So hang on right there, and when we get back, we'll jump into some more Serper. Here is some more Ink Vaults. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah. As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
Welcome back to the show. We're joined by Martin with Serper from all the way in the UK, talking about the different contact that they've been having, the different groups. And Martin, if you can, because it's been a little while since you've been on, for the new listeners out there, if you could break down what Serper is for them and what you guys have been engaged in doing.
Sure. Serper is a non-profit organization, as rightly put. We're based here over in Europe, in the UK specifically, we are engaged in contact through using the C5 project protocols. So the C5 project is human-initiated contact, so we make that contact rather than waiting around and waiting for it to happen. So As a non-profit organization based over here, we're very much involved in expedition training. So we put on training of courses throughout the year. And that comprises in two halves. And this is a new development. Part A is workshops where we I direct exercises in terms of how to make contact. And these are various transpersonal development methods. Such as thought transference exercises, bioelectrical expansion, that's the electrical magnetic field around you, how to get in contact with that, how to expand it, and how to sense our ET star family in the field. And so there's a number of daytime exercises, and then we go out in the evening to the contact site and go through them again and make contact. So this is something we do over here in the UK, and so we're putting together the new set of courses for 2013. And so there you have it. It's a European CFAT expedition training and intrapersonal development center. So the exciting thing about what we do is that we get groups of people together and we teach people how to make contact. And it's very, very simple, very easy, and it's very loving too.
Martin, tell the listeners who you're making contact with. Explain to them who the Star Nations are, who these people are, because a lot of them, you know, when they hear contact, they think little gray evil men. But explain to them who contact is, who you're having contact with and reaching out to.
Yeah, certainly. There's a number of various nations and so forth. We have a lot of contact with the Pleiadians. Now, who are the Pleiadians? These are typically humanoid-looking people, but not necessarily always human-looking. But the most important thing here to recall is that the idea that they are anything other than friendly is a disinformation spin that certain nefarious powers want you to believe are there to be handled with care. This is not true. They're exceedingly loving. These beings are coming from great distances from within our own galaxy and beyond. They are incredibly light years ahead of ourselves, and so they have a technological and spiritual advancement which has enabled them to survive. Now, in order to survive as a species, unlike us, who've gone to mad a couple of times, that's mutual assured destruction, they've assured themselves that they are peaceful, and that's why they're able to travel such great distances with their amazing technology. It's also because their spirituality matches their technology. So that's a very important point. And so what's necessary here is to understand that the great vastness which they're traveling enables them to be interactive with us on a very, very loving level. So that's the first thing. The idea that they're malevolent is highly, highly questionable, and it comes from within a human paradigm of interpreting the great unknown through the human horizon, if you like. Our experiences are overlaid on those that are traveling and coming here. And I might also point out that many are also pretty much positioned exo-atmospheric, so they're not necessarily all having to travel a great distance. Many of them are already here now. And so their primary interest is to help along and nurture the human project towards a more enlightened, more peaceful civilization to eventually become starfaring ourselves. So we have to bear in mind that the Hollywood spin is there, and a lot of nefarious forces want us to think otherwise. So SERPA is very much about realigning ourselves in a fearlessness and overcoming those fears which have been largely unfounded. So that's something that's very important. Now, in terms of the beings themselves, yes, they're very humanoid, such as the Palladians or the Blondes and Nordics and so forth. But we are not necessarily engaging just them. There are many others. There are insectoid type beings, again, who are incredibly advanced. You know, we're speaking at least 20,000 years in advance, minimum, to several hundred, if not millions of years. And they come in all forms of shapes and sizes, and you sense them at different levels. And what we teach is how to engage on a very, very subtle level. So you have this spectrum of contact, which is very apparent, which is, if you like, visual contact in the sky, and they can manifest in a number of wonderful ways, such as star flares, we call star flares, or flash bulbs, as another way of describing them. And we teach how to communicate and get returns back with visual contact. And also have sensed them directly in the field too. But there is a key point here, which is intrapersonal development. Now, what that means is that your contact experiences has a developmental aspect. And that development aspect is about procuring all that is good of the human in development towards becoming more peaceable. So there's a highly ethical vein running through the very center or the kernel of contact. And not a lot of people know that. Unfortunately, that's the case. But more and more people are becoming aware of the C5 project. And Costa, as you rightly mentioned, has a wonderful site, etletstalk.org, clearly outlays the fact that the contact is peaceable, as does SERPA too. And the community that's growing exponentially is an incredible community, a global community now that Costa has wonderfully put together, is being educated. It's an education program. And so eventually we'll come to a place where we're fearless and not get too bogged down with the Hollywood spin. So that's something very, very relevant, I wanted to say.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, tell us about the event, how it unfolded on December 21st. It was a big day, and energetically, a lot of people felt change, like we said. How'd the event unfold, and what was some of the feedback and about, you know, what happened?
Right, sure. A lot of that feedback is still coming. I think a lot of people are still feeling Christmas pudding. people in this holiday period have got lots to do and parties to attend and dinner dues to get dressed up for. And of course, we're heading in towards 2013. But what I can say is that there was about 500 individuals doing the C5, GC5 that Costa so skillfully had put together, and we campaigned well. And so there's an awful lot of experience that's yet to trickle through. But typically, you know, we get a lot of reports coming in of people seeing visually, internally, ET in the field, interacting. A lot of thought transference. We're seeing a lot of flashes in the sky and golden ships. We're seeing golden ships. And Costa recently saw several during a time when he was doing an interview with the Sirius Project at that time. So people are seeing now golden ships. I've seen them too. And these are golden star flares. They kind of hang around in the sky for not necessarily too long, but a few seconds or so sufficient to make the connection. And they're golden, they're beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And so this is a trend now that's sort of picking up. And for us, SERPA, you know, we've been having a lot of energy downloads as well. And we find that that's a new development. But going back to the GC5, they'll be trickling through. And some of those contacts are usually incredibly amazing. In fact, the listeners, as they come in, you can access them. I definitely recommend logging on to etletstalk.org and seeing some of the reports that will be coming through there. But also try to get onto the GCE5 list when these events happen. You'll get reams and reams of, it takes a little while before it comes through, reams of people's experiences to go through. And you'll see a brilliant snapshot of what people are experiencing and their interpretations of it. And I highly recommend people to do that. The GC5, as I say, for this 21st was unprecedented. And because it was so successful, it's going to take some time before some of the more specifics are going to be coming through. Now, the live portion...
Hold on right there, Martin, and we'll talk about the live portion when we get back. We just got to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, let's talk about the live video portion of it. So hang on right there. We have Martin from SERPA all the way from the UK. We'll be right back. Here's some more info.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Welcome back to the show, and we're joined with Martin all the way from UK with Serper. So let's talk a little bit about the live feed that happened, Martin, on the global broadcast.
Yeah, sure. The backstory on the live feed is that it's been an idea that Serper has had to broadcast live the C5s that's been going on. And so that initiative was brought to bear for the 21st, and it has its challenges. I must say, technologically, these aspects are one needs to look at these quite carefully. The experiment itself is naturally early days yet, and it's going to be developing as we move forwards. Of the 500 or so participants, we had a small group of people, about 28, who registered to live stream. And then that was eventually adjusted down for various reasons and chose otherwise, down to about 18. So in the end, we had a small cluster of people. And we're looking at issues that may well beset the live streaming, in that the platform being used was the Google Hangout, and people were able to use their webcams and go on air and stream it via the YouTube, because there's a partnership there between Google and YouTube. And I suspect that there was considerable technical issues where, for example, people's bandwidth wasn't there or the upload speed wasn't there. So overall, it would have been better if we had a lot more people perhaps going for the live stream. But in the end, I think the issue there was the platform itself that caused some sort of delay in people going on air. And that turned out to be quite problematic. So it was a little bit disappointing in terms of those who were trying to broadcast but weren't able to. And so we look forward to developing that even further. And the next evolved point we're going to be looking at is a different platform whereby people can use night vision cameras and are able to use that night vision equipment to focus in on the sky. We're often seeing these night vision views of the sky on YouTube, and so we're looking at clustering a few together in various parts of the world. And for that, people don't have to appear, if you like, on their webcams. So that's going to be another turn towards live streaming. But now we're looking at live broadcasting, where people hopefully we'll have some of the equipment that will be required to look at the sky, the night sky, hopefully a starlit sky, and that's where people can use their lasers for contact too. So we're looking to 2013 in developing the C5 Live, and if anybody wants any further information about how they can participate, perhaps they have equipment, then please email CE5Live@serpa.org. That's CE5Live@serpa.org, and we'd really love to hear from you and come on board.
And when you're talking about contact with these star nations and various beings, the importance of talking and contacting with them is what? Because a lot of listeners out there that are hearing are like, why would we go contact them? Well, you know, why should we? You know, maybe it's better if we just, you know, stay ourselves and keep in mind our own business. So let's get into, you know, why it's important. What are some of the reasons why so many people all over the world have been making conscious contact and many more joining every day?
Sure. Firstly is that, one eventually begins to become aware that we're multidimensional ourselves and that communication is on a very subtle level too. And so there is that point of development, internal development, but also because, let's face it, the world in which we live, we're able to make changes, and those advanced civilizations that are there are very happy to be there to help and assist when we seek it, but we have to do the work ourselves. So primarily, it is a small to a large step in recognizing that we're not alone, and if you look at the vastness of space, you'll just see how deep and broad it really is.
Hello.
Take a look at some of the Hubble Deep Space images, and suddenly, you know, it's rather like a can opener to your brain. Suddenly, you realize absolutely a fantastic immensity, and that it's going back to Epicurus, you know, the early Greeks who called themselves atomists.
Martin, hold on right there. We got to take another quick commercial break, but it's absolutely amazing the vastness of our universe indeed. So hold on right there, and we'll talk more about Serpa and e-contact when we return. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Zidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's here. Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Bolt is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out starseedenergyradio.com.
Welcome back to the show, and we're joined by Martin, all the way from the UK with SERPR, Search for Terrestrial Presence Research, and also Open Contact using the CE5 contact under Dr. Stephen Greer, who developed it. And contact has been happening all over the world for a long time now, especially with Dr. Stephen Greer himself and hundreds of other people that he's found over the years, government officials that have also voiced how they have also worked on ET technology or have seen UFOs or contact or numerous things. And now people like Martin, yourself, and many others all over the world are going out and having open contact. And we're talking about the importance of it, why it's so important. And, you know, there's new technologies that can be used to clean up the waters in the air and stop fracking and mountaintop removal and crazy things that we're doing now to destroying the environment, cutting down the Amazon. I mean, the list goes on and on. So many important reasons. We have about a 20-minute segment left. And so let's get into a little bit about not just the importance, but what do you see for some of the things in the future for 2013? Do you see more contact happening, more of it's increasing? Do you see open contact disclosure with big UFO ships over like New York City? Do you think that's coming soon?
Well, I think yes to all the above. And I certainly do feel that more and more people are becoming involved in the CE5 project. This will infeed into the human project itself and manifest itself in terms of StarCraft making their appearances. And of course, if we just look back at 2012, if you recall, a number of media reports, news reports, where you have the presenter talking on the mic, and lo and behold, behind him in the sky, there is just again another sighting of an object hovering there or making its appearance. So I think the idea of them being media shy, if you will, is come to an end. And looking forward to 2013, there will be more exponential contact seen over cities. Absolutely correct. Personal contact will begin to flourish more. And the more people become involved in the GC5 project, and the C5 project, generally speaking, will help to facilitate some of that contact too. 2013 is going to be a very interesting year for a number of reasons, but also, of course, there's going to be a Kabbalistic spin against much of what we see, and we have to be aware of this and work our way through dissembling some of that disinformation, which is not always easy. People are now... And so... you know, but naturally, of course, when we look at YouTube and various other formats to see what's been going on, we have to also be aware of CGI, which is very, very clever. I feel that there is going to be a sensitive issue here. Where, when I say sensitive, I mean biosensitivity to some changes. Those people who are listening to the program here, who are coming forwards for the first time, some of them understand this information on a subtle level for the very first time, are going to be sensing and feeling shifts and changes that you alluded to earlier. And that will eventually translate into forms of contact, if that's precisely where they want to be with it. And so there's going to be some shaking up too. You know, time seems to be imploding. But I certainly see 2013 as an interesting year where a lot of contact will be happening, a lot of filming. They'll be appearing more in the background in media reports. And those people who are new to the C5, if they're looking to become more part of it, then certainly the GC5, I mentioned earlier, Costas Group, will help to open that out further.
Excellent. Well, Martin, we actually have a caller out of Canada who would like to talk to you a little bit and has some information about, I guess, some sightings that he's seen of light orbs. So we're going to take his call. His name is Werner out of Canada. And welcome to the show, Werner. What was your question, or what do you want to talk about with Martin?
Yeah, good evening. I have been following up about people where they saw, especially in the night sky, where they saw orbs in the sky. And they interpret them as being alien craft. But I want to say some of it, it has to be sorted out, because some of the orbs that they are seen in the night sky, they can be plasma balls called done with directed energy.
Mm. Hello, yes, good evening, or rather good morning from here in the UK.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting point in terms of the physics of these energy balls that may well be plasma. You're quite right. And, of course, some of them are being caught on film, SLR, and they're not always easily defined as being anything other than, say, water molecules and so forth. But for what you're referring to here now, when you're seeing in the sky... you're referring to evening sightings, are you?
No, but I'm referring to night sightings, you know, when the sky is dark.
Yeah, for sure. I beg your pardon?
But now, you know, with the advances of drones, they can pull off all kinds of stunts on us in order to mislead us. But nonetheless, yes. I don't want to deny about the presence of alien craft. We don't know if they come from this planet or if they're adaption of alien technology. About a few months ago, in the broad daylight, I saw one of those flying discs at roughly about 10,000, 12,000 feet, you know, buzzing around a big C-135 tanker plane.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I mean, there is this issue of re-engineered ARVs, alien reproduction vehicles, as it's, they're frequently called, and in which case you discount them because they're usually made, you know, pot riveted with metals from Earth. Now, what actually helps to differentiate what you're seeing to the ET craft, and no, I usually use the word ET rather than alien, because at a deeper level, on a more philosophical level, there is no such thing as such. But I can come back to that. The C5, as you may well know, may or may not know, is that there is a direct consciousness interaction. And by and large, I often say to our attendees who go on the course, when you see an object, make a direct mental link with that object. And so it's an opportunity to make that connection. And then through the consciousness, ask for movement, maybe stop, maybe go, maybe increase in intensity and light. Test to see that there is a communication, onboard communication system that's interfacing with you. Now, the point here is that consciousness is being registered, and if it's our visitors who are presenting themselves before you and before those that you know who have seen these orbs, they will know that you are observing. There's absolutely no doubt about that. There's probably only a tiny, tiny cluster of people at that time making an observation, and they will understand that that is so, and that is where the opportunity is to make the connection and ask for various change in directions and so forth. And when that happens, you realize that there is a consciousness connection, and there's nothing quite like it. It sends tingles, and there's this sort of bioelectrical feedback you get instantly that tells you that this is not an ARV. This is not made at Skunk Works, that it is something rather genuine.
That's a good point, Martin, and I want to ask Werner, when you saw your craft yourself, how did you feel personally when you saw it?
Well, I just was curious, because then I used the rational mind, and at first I thought it was a bird that was flying high, but then I figured a bird can fly at 350-400 miles an hour, and then I saw it buzzing around the airplane, and then I just wanted to turn around and get the camera. It was in a parking lot. It was a bright blue afternoon sky, you know. And then it veered off to the left. There was a little bit of a fluffy cloud. And the next time I turned around, it was gone.
But, it does set very much sound, according to your observations, that it is sort of human-made, a terrestrial origin in that sense. They wouldn't naturally be, on a leash, as it were, to a... an earth-made craft, you know, airplane, that such. But that you've come this distance in recognizing within your paradigm that there is an opportunity here, that there is a likelihood, is quite a long way, and that's wonderful. And so, yes, be rational, be scientific in your observations, but try also to use consciousness to make that connection if you can next time. Be interested to hear from you when you do make that connection, see if there are changes, you know, in direction and so forth.
Well, but at the same time, as I say, you know, it is very risky to take up any connections. It's written about in the Bible about those entities, especially in the last days. But it is very, very dangerous to try to connect with them, because it's said that Satan was a liar and a murderer right from the beginning. You know, and you know the old saying, curiosity killed the cat.
Well, let's. I did theology for 4 years, and I did a paper on the issue with regards to the church and an ETI contact. And in fact, they're very, very amenable to making contact. And the paper that I put together shows, in fact, that they're very much open and willing. And I think the idea of being standing back and taking them as being, you know, threatening and so forth has no foundation in anyone's personal paradigm. In this sense, yours, for example, Direct experience is going to be the cornerstone for you to make your rational judgments. But to base, I think, on a text, religious text, which is fascinating and interesting, as I say, I studied it for some years, and importing it into where you are now, is probably not going to be very helpful in terms of understanding the phenomena. I hope that helps.
Well, there were two people that have studied those phenomena and that had those encounters personally, like Dr. Carla Turner and Phil Schneider. And they all both died a mysterious death. Dr. Turner at the age of 48 with a rapidly progressing cancer. She was giving lecture to us about close encounters and alien abduction, what happened to her family.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, there are a number of issues here with regards to how people are interacting with various energies and how they're interpreted. And for some people, it can be quite challenging. For others, not so. I can't judge at all on that case because I don't have that information. I certainly don't have, within my experience, any reference points of...
As I say, I look at it that way. Over the years, whatever I encountered, the scriptures were good guidance. Where to be careful, and...
Right, I understand that. And, of course, the Bible is a plimpset of historical events and recorded by a number of historians. Eusebius is one of the early people who are recording much of what was happening. So in a number of ways, the Bible is a number of things. Some say it's a love story. Others say it's a plimpset of events that happen. And it's a moral code and guide and so forth. And that is fine. That is fine. I think that what is very relevant is one's direct personal experience. I think one can take on board other people's experiences and overlay them into one's own judgment and project that. And I think that may be a little bit unhelpful. Fear is a dreadful aspect to this work where it disables oneself in moving towards understanding their multidimensional natures that we are. And I think, we have all the internal answers and guides because we have the internal biological technology ourselves. We can be very much eventually a standalone, well-informed being. And I think that is a healthy way of moving forwards.
Yeah, well, we're out of time, but Werner, thanks for calling into the show all the way from Canada. We appreciate your feedback and, always open to everyone's opinion, always good information. So thanks for calling in. And Martin, as always, thanks for coming on the show all the way from the UK and waking up at 5 a.m. to come on. And I really appreciate it. You're very dedicated, and I thank you for your service as well.
Absolutely. No, it's fine. The stars are still shining here.
Exciting information. I'm sure that's what motivates you. And this is the type of stuff that people need to hear and get used to. And, know that there's people out there having contact. It's not that, big of a deal. This information is ancient information. There's plenty of information out there to back up all this stuff, but you have to do it for yourself. You have to research this stuff yourself and learn it for your own to be true. Don't listen to what we say. We're just passing along some information that we have found to be our truth and are sharing it with the world because it's great information.
Yeah, very well put, Jonah. And thanks so much again for inviting me on. It's been a pleasure as always, and I look forward to the next occasion.
Excellent. Thank you. And the website again is CERPER.org, and there's plenty of information on there and lots of exciting things coming up in 2013. I think that 2013 is going to be a big year for Disclosure and Disclosure Project and everyone's efforts happening. So lots more to talk about. We'll have you back on next month to give us some more updates on what's been going on.
Lovely. Bless you, John. I look forward to it.
Excellent. Thank you. And With that, we're going to take a last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll do a wrap-up. We have some amazing guests coming up. We have a live full hour of a shamanic breathwork live with Linda Starwolf coming up. We have Stephen Bassett coming back on, who's also in charge of the disclosure petition that's being signed. He's going to Congress and trying to bring the disclosure to Congress. So we're going to have Stephen Bassett, who's been on the show before. He's going to come back on and talk more about that, what's going on. So lots of exciting things happening, lots of things moving, and lots of stuff coming up. So we're going to hear some more Ink Vaults, and when we come back, we'll talk some more about some upcoming guests and shows that are going to be rocking. So here's some more Ink Vaults. Enjoy.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Right. Welcome back to the show. And we had some amazing guests, and all the regular guests came on tonight, which is really cool just to have a nice chill show and really take some time, because usually they only come on for about 5-10 minutes, so it's good to spend time with all the regulars tonight who are always helping grow the show and contribute and getting their own information and their own way out there. And a lot of different views and opinions tonight, which is good, which I like for the show, because everyone is entitled to their opinion. But do the research and stuff we talk about in the show, as crazy it may sound, and, you know, just got to say that, do your own research, because a lot of this crazy stuff that may seem crazy or just preposterous or whatever you're thinking has turned out to be truth, so check it out. All right, lots of upcoming guests coming on over the next month or two. We have Liz Colton joining us from Kenya. She's going to be there. She's traveled over 100 countries. She's an international diplomat. She's also a regular in the show. She'll be joining us from Kenya next week. We have Dr. Deer also coming on, health and wellness updates. Daniel Homan will be joining us. And we also have Star Wolf doing a one-hour live broadcast January 5th, doing a full hour of shamanic breath work live on the air. It's awesome. Then January 12th, we have Stephen Huer from BS. He's a BS neuropath coming back on, talking about health and wellness as well the week after that. And then we have Dr. Kent Mezplay, the 2012 Green Party presidential candidate, one of the nominees for it. He'll be coming on the show. We have Dr. Dispenza, Joe Dispenza, come on the show. I actually met him down in Peace de Pueblo, there you go, by Chichen Itza. Did an interview with him. We'll have that interview up hopefully within the next week. Like I said, we have over 60 interviews to put up. Lots and lots of great information coming your way, so check the YouTube channel regularly for that. Also, on that same show, we have Stephen Bassett coming on, updating us on exopolitical stuff, which is the study of ET and UFOs, and he's taken to Congress disclosure and trying to get petitions signed and doing work that way, doing his part to expose the government cover-up of the ET presence here. So he'll be coming on that show as well. Then on the 19th, we have Winfox coming on for health and wellness, Kristen Raw, Orion and Octorian updates. Dr. Boyd Purcell is coming back on about it with his new book out on February 2nd. And then we have a full hour with Kelly Jones coming back on reading the Akashic Records. So if you have any questions for Kelly, that is the show to call up, excuse me, and talk to her about. So those are the dates, those are the times, people, and places coming up over the next couple months. And as always, check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com for the Twitter feed on there for the latest news and updates. I'm always posting stuff. And, you know, check out our Facebook page. We're always posting things sometimes 4 or 5 times a day of new videos and articles out there. So check this stuff out and follow up with the stuff, because it's amazing information. Amazing things are happening and amazing times ahead. This is the last weekend of 2012, so Happy New Year's to everyone, light and love. Thank you all the supporters, family, friends who have been taking this show to the next level. It's been a little over 2 years now and has become a major show and influenced a lot of people's lives. We've had over 100,000 hits before the new year of visitors to the site. Just to give you an idea, we're up to 109,000 visitors right now. It's awesome. So thank you all. And we're going to end the show with some more Ink Vaults. And with that, Happy New Year's, light and love once again. Be safe. And next week we're going to have an amazing show. And support the light. See you soon.